Youth Sports Now presents Your Peak Performance, topics that support the well-being of your young athlete, presented by Peak Performance Physical Therapy in East Rochester.
We are back on Youth Sports Now, and yes, it is time for learning about your peak performance, and we're going to hear from our peak performance guy, Mike Naparella. And Mike, first of all, Happy New Year, and are you staying warm?
Here I am. Yeah, Happy New Year to you and the listeners as well. We're really excited about 2014.
Great. You know, we thought we would take this segment of the show tonight to talk to our listeners with the questions that they've asked us or particularly asked you. So we're just going to jump into that because there's a lot of good questions here. I know there's a couple that could probably take us about maybe seven or eight shows, but let's start off with hopefully the easy ones. Here is a question from a listener. My son has a pain in his shoulder that seems to be getting worse. Can you give him a few exercises to help fix that?
You know, I really like that question. Actually, I just had a parent come up to me the other day, in fact, two this past week, with sort of that same question, one about a back and one about a shoulder. And now we've got this question as well. And this parent, for example, we talked for a bit about his daughter's issues, and he ultimately decided to bring her in and saw her the other day and was able to do an evaluation and find some really important things. And I think it ended up illustrating to him and her both why this is a great question, but really important to understand where it's coming from. I think sometimes this sort of mindset that leads to these questions may have to do with we sort of have this background understanding that it's just going to be a quick, easy thing. So we sometimes get in denial, maybe sort of get a little dismissive of the symptoms that someone's having, maybe because we think, well, it's just going to be a quick, easy few things you do. And the challenge is really in the long run, it isn't always so quick. And maybe because of that mindset, we sort of think, well, they're just going to give us a few quick exercises. It'll be easy. And don't we oftentimes ignore all sorts of different medical problems that we have, thinking, well, it'll just be easy. And in the long run, once you see a professional, sometimes some things are easy, but very often it's dug in and ingrained itself and sunk its teeth in, and things got a little bit nastier and involved than we ever intended.
And then we get devastated because, oh, this is going to be tougher than I thought.
Absolutely. And so, number one, it's a great thing to have the athlete be upfront and honest with their parent, and the parent to be quick about this, because really often, Greg, this question's really coming when someone's had 6 months of a problem, year. We've had kids come into the clinic where they've had trouble for years, and their parents are telling us, look, I had no idea they had trouble. They're mm-hmm. almost embarrassed to hear that their kid was in pain for years and they didn't know about it. So I really applaud the person who sent in this question, and in the parents that I talked to just even this past week and the young athletes that I've seen already just recently over these sort of issues, because it really isn't so simple. And here's the thing. You've got to remember that. Let's take a shoulder, for example. If you come in with a shoulder pain and they think, well, it's just a simple shoulder pain, what are the right few shoulder exercises to do? Well, number one, for those listeners who've heard the show for a while, I think they maybe are beginning to understand, as you so well have with the questions that you've asked, it's not about your shoulder.
Right.
You know, the problem is that young athlete, let's take a volleyball player, for example, with a shoulder pain. Absolutely. The tissue that took the hit right now is probably, let's say, your rotator cuff or some ligaments that have been stretched out a bit. And you're having some pain, some inflammation in those tissues. But really, we want to go back and not just throw things at the symptoms. You could throw medication at it. You can throw some ice at it. We can put ultrasound on it. You can rub it and massage it and do some things to temporarily make it feel better. But really, don't you want to know why it happened so it doesn't mm-hmm. come back? And that's where that understanding functional biomechanics comes in. And that's why it's not as simple as, can you just show me a few of the right exercises? I have no idea what the right exercises are right. for you until I see you. What exercises might be right for your shoulder, Greg, could be the totally wrong exercise to give Bob for his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So it really takes coming in and getting seen. And for us, that's why we offer that sports injury screen, that quick thing. That's a 15-minute quick screening visit that people can come in for. But also that more full-fledged direct access opportunity in New York State. Most insurance companies will pay for and allow that direct access to physical therapy, where they can sort of skip right to the step of being seen by one of us as a musculoskeletal expert, but also cut to the chase of being treated versus just having films, try medicine, rest for a few weeks, and then knowing it's not surgical, end up with us again anyways two or three weeks later. We can just cut to the chase and try and get them treated. And so You know, this young athlete got in this week and already is starting some things that are going to get her on her way.
Well, you know what strikes me, Mike, is the fact that, you know, parents understand, and in fact, they get quite upset if their son or daughter were to go to a tryout and maybe they only get, you know, 5 minutes in front of the coaches and they don't make the team. And then they understand, well, there's, you know, they didn't have enough evaluation time. Or, well, gee, I was at the tryout, too, and my son or daughter, I don't think, was evaluated appropriately. They get that. But if they hurt their shoulder and the shoulder pain has been there for a long time and you say, well, we need to evaluate it. I can't just give you exercises. Sometimes they don't get that. I mean, to
Greg,
me,
I like your answer better than mine.
Well, it just amazes me sometimes that people, they understand that on the field or on the court in competition, but, you know, golly, this is our kids' bodies,
right?
And their future. So I think that's I had to throw that out there. So, you know, this next question from a listener, Mike, it's funny. I'm wondering if it's the same person because a person approached me in, of all places, at a restaurant last week and asked me a question, and then suddenly it appeared on our email. So I wonder if this is the same person. But do you always need to be injured to go through physical therapy? Can't you just do it for what they were calling wellness? So, I mean, I think that's a great question. Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, certainly the traditional role of physical therapy is for injury care. And in New York State, and all states are different, but in New York State, we're licensed to see people for traditional injury care. And in with what we do at Peak Performance, it's particularly musculoskeletal problems. The New York State law does allow for physical therapists to see people for prevention or for performance enhancement as well. And that's not really thought of as typical fitness, let's say, more like a health club sort of environment. There's numbers of physical therapy clinics. We don't presently do this, but there's numbers of physical therapy clinics that have this post-rehabilitation fitness program. And those things are oftentimes sort of connected or separate businesses than the actual physical therapy business. I guess where this sort of leads me, though, is I really like this question because this person's thinking, can I do it for wellness? And I think they're really pointing the finger at physical therapy and saying, hey, you all are supposed to be the experts in function. You understand how the body works as well or better than anyone in terms of helping us know what's the right exercise to do with that training that you all have. So why can't one of you help me? And sure. I like that question. I think they're really getting to the deeper brass tacks of things, which is they want to make sure they've got quality help. The fitness world has lots of very passionate and dedicated and very skilled people in it. But one of the things that's difficult for the public that we have mentioned in the past, Greg, and whether it's one of the well-known sports training facilities, fitness clinics, the health clubs, the Y's, wherever, different places that offer sports performance training or sports training or fitness or wellness have different criteria for who those people are that are working there. Some of those people may have literal college degrees. I have a dual major with exercise science, exercise physiology. Those are sort of degrees that can be a background for becoming a certified national recognized personal trainer, a fitness person. But there's hundreds of what can be fly-by-night sort of mail order type of several hours and take a test certification. And so, boy, everyone and their brother's a certified personal trainer.
Right.
But the real question the public needs to ask is, let me see your curriculum vitae. Let me see your resume. I want to know a little more about what your background is. Plenty of people, number one, have an awesome background as an athlete and then can go on and become really skilled trainers without formal backgrounds. But that's just a little bit more difficult. It's more difficult for the public to assess that. More commonly, it's easy to see someone go through a degree program, have a nationally recognized certification, and there's only several out there. And have those people be your trainer. Now you've got some base level of assurance. Well, when you kick that up a few notches to physical therapy, there's no question. So, yeah, physical therapists don't typically see people for wellness programs and just pure fitness, but I would love to see people, and I would love to encourage this listener themselves, but to see someday where we have encouraged our insurance companies and encouraged our legislators to the point where we said, yeah, we've encouraged you to have a physical with your doctor every year. we've got all these people in the world who, these young athletes who are getting hurt now, getting arthritic, having troubles in the future. Musculoskeletal conditions are actually the number one reason in the United States that people go to their doctor, above all other conditions.
Wow.
Musculoskeletal problems. And that's not all 18-year-olds, right? That's a lot of people who are over those young ages of athletic career. So we'd love to see a point in time where what happens is you have access, whether you're a young athlete or an adult, every single year to go see your physical therapist. Have the experts in musculoskeletal care do an evaluation on you. Try and catch those things. Nip in the bud those early issues that are starting to develop that left untreated, left unaddressed, or left to a generic fitness program over years is going to become and well up into other things later on and affect your participation at work, affect your play, affect your ability to be with your kids, to help your parents.
Sure.
Let's get at those now. And I think this question sort of leads into that idea of why not go in and see your physical therapist, have that evaluation, identify your weak areas, your trouble areas, so that when you do a general fitness program, you know that you've done it with a body that's already been attacked in terms of where your shortcomings are before you just hit it with general fitness things.
Sure. I mean, it seems to me that, you know, and of course you're doing this at Peak Performance with your assessments where, you know, you could, kids, athletes can come in and go through a mini session with you to be assessed. But, you know, in the medical world, you always want to be assessed for whatever condition you have. Now, if we're talking once again about our kids and about the health of and their future, it seems to me that, you know what, if it's a new season for them, whether it be football, baseball, hockey, soccer, it doesn't matter. It's almost like, hey, I'd like to have my kid assessed before they start their training regimen or before they start the season, just to know if we've got any just general biomechanical issues.
Well, those things, as we said before, Greg, are almost always at the core. They're at the foundation for why kids show, young athletes, even college athletes, show what are perceived as shortcomings in technique or limited athletic abilities. Boy, they're not very quick. They don't jump very well. He's not very fast. Boy, she doesn't make the turn very well. And oftentimes the heart of that really is not that they need to be coached more. Sometimes it is, and there's certainly no doubt a role for that. But very often it's they've got physical limitations. They've been doing generic programs. I could tell you, I'm not going to tell you where it is because I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but there's a local fitness facility that I've been at when I don't come to my clinic to train. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to do something that's closer to my house. And I can't tell you how often every time I see someone come in there that looks brand new, the person who's the trainer is taking everybody through bench presses and bicep curls, and everyone's doing the same exercise. You could be 8 years old or 80. It seems like everyone's doing the same thing. And we've got to get beyond that. And I think that that's the real key is what you just said. Everyone deserves their own evaluation. Not everyone is exactly the same. And giving everyone these generic fitness programs, no matter how fun, no matter how creative, no matter how much they make you sweat, no matter how sore they make you the next day that you think that was a great thing, you oftentimes are putting all this darn work in, but you really haven't yet hit your own personal needs. And that's what you were putting your time in for, right? You wanted your life to be better. You wanted to participate more and easier. And sometimes those generic things just aren't doing it.
Well, you know, I know you didn't do this intentionally, but I was going to interrupt you and say, there you go, making me feel guilty again. But, you know, you taught me that. I've never in 23, 4 years of coaching, when I've looked at some players, you know, and I see that they can't go through the drills the appropriate way, and we've talked about this, is that, hey, you know what? It's not that they're not getting it. Maybe they're just incapable of doing it in the way that we're teaching it or the way that we're saying it needs to be done. And that might not have anything to do with comprehension. It could be a physical situation.
Absolutely. And if they do see someone, they come in and see us and we do that exam on them, we might be able to affirm for them, you know what, this is what you've got. You might not need that physical help. You might not need that unique exercise. Now you really are dependent on your coach to coach you technique,
sure,
or to help you around those limitations you do have, because we're not going to change them.
Right.
But it makes sense to try and address those specifically because each of us are different.
Well, I think it's a great advice to get that evaluation. Hey, we've got about a minute left, so let me get to one more question from our listeners. The you know, how many leagues and teams in one sport do you think is too much? You know, we know it's up to parents, but how much can a young 15-year-old boy's body take? You know, what do you think about that?
Boy, and we see this sort of thing all the time, don't we? More and more these days, kids and parents are getting involved in single sports year-round. I think at one of our very first shows, we talked about that. And let's just start it off this way, and we may want to touch on this one next week as well. But we know that there's some value in your body experiencing different stressors. And having the same exact stress on it all the time can be a challenge. I don't know what the answer for this young 15-year-old boy is. But I can say that there's value in not having the same exact thing over and over and over again be the only stress it sees. Both from an injury-producing standpoint, Greg, but also from a performance standpoint. Because we get caught up in the monotony of the same thing and drilling over and over to get perfectionist with it, whether it be throwing or batting or whatever. But when that odd movement happens or a funny jump in the ball or the athlete makes a weird move, you want to be ready to handle those. And the monotony of doing the same thing all the time can prevent that from being a physical quality you've developed.
Great information. Mike Naparella from Peak Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Training. Hey, we're going to pick some more of this stuff up, especially some repetitive motion sports, next week on U Sports Now. When we come back, I'm going to have some New Year's resolutions for you. Yes, you, the youth sports parent.